愿大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
我们请来看约翰福音第一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
24节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典也有真理。圣经告诉我们，道成肉身就是主耶稣来世界为人。
The Bible tells us that as Jesus and that becoming flesh is Jesus coming down to this earth.
然后他住在人的中间。
And he lives among dwell among us.
所以在人类历史里面有一个人是最特别的。
So in the history of mankind, there's one person very special.
他就是主耶稣。
And that is Christ Jesus.
他也是神，但是他也是人。
He is both God and man.
为什么主耶稣要来世界？
So why did Jesus come onto this earth?
这里说充充满满有恩典有真理。
Here says that to be dwell among us, to full of grace and truth.
主耶稣要带给我们丰满的恩典跟真理。
Jesus will bring us full of grace and truth.
然后十六节。
Verse 16.
从他的丰满里面，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
最丰富的一个人是主耶稣。
The person with the fullness is Jesus Christ.
他有丰富的能力。
He has fullness of power.
他有丰富的慈爱。
Fullness of mercy.
他有丰富的神性。
And he has fullness of godliness.
他有丰富的智慧。
He has fullness of wisdom.
他有丰富的恩典。
And he has fullness of grace.
所以这里说，从他的丰满里面，从他的丰富里面，我们可以领受恩典。
So here says that from his fullness we can receive his grace.
而且恩上加恩。
And it's grace upon grace.
这个恩上加恩就是表示这个恩典不是一次而已，是重复的。
And this grace does not happen just once, but it happens repetitively.
也就是我们信主虽然经过几十年那个神的恩典一直在重复。
This means that after we have believed in Christ, God's blessings will come upon us many times.
是我们每一次来算神的恩典都数算不完。
So every time we count God's blessings, there are myriads of them.
这个叫做恩上加恩。
This means grace upon grace.
那我们现在看哥林多后彼得后书。
Let us now look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter.
第三章的十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
彼得后书第三章十八节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
你们却要在我们救主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上有长进。彼得跟从主耶稣三年多。
Peter followed Jesus more than 3 years.
他的信仰生活是非常有变化的。
And he has many actually fluctuation in his faith.
他曾经立志要跟主一起死。
He was determined to die with the Lord.
然后他又否定耶稣三次。
Yet he denied Jesus Christ 3 times.
那到他年纪大的时候，他把他的信仰旅程写成彼得前后书。
So when he was in his advanced age, he wrote down his journey of faith in 1 Peter and 2 Peter.
然后他要对他的信仰做一个结论。
And he wanted to make a conclusion of his faith.
他的结论是要在主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上有长进。
And his conclusion is that grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Savior.
这个就是我们信仰追求的两个方向。
And this is something we should pursue in our faith. There are 2 directions.
一个是知识上有长进。
And the first direction is to grow in our knowledge.
就是对神、对主耶稣的认识要长进。
It is our knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
那另外一个是恩典上要长进。
The other direction is to grow in our grace.
也就是我们从神领受的，常常有新的来取代旧的。
That is, we have received new blessings to replace the old ones.
当然，我们常常在见证几十年前的恩典，这也是好的。
It is good to also recount the past blessings from God.
但是，既然神是活的神，
But if God is a living God,
神的恩典应该有新的。
So God's blessing should be new too.
所以以新的恩典来取代旧的恩典，这个叫做在恩典上有长进。
If we are able to replace the new ones with the old blessings, this means we have growth in our grace.
啊，这也叫做恩上加恩。
This also means grace upon grace.
哦，过去的恩典加上新的恩典。
The old blessings in addition to the new grace.
那为什么我们要在恩典上有长进？
So why is it that we need to grow in our grace?
我们从个人的需要跟从教会的圣工啊来看这一件事情。
Let us look from the perspective of our personal needs in the direction of the holy work of the church.
请看希伯来书十三章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 13.
第九节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 9.
希伯来书十三章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 9.
你们不要被诸般怪异的教训勾引去了，因为人的心靠恩得坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得到好处。
Verse 9, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods which are of no value to those who eat them.
这里说人的心靠恩得坚固才是好的。
Here says that it is good for our heart to be strengthened by grace.
这个表示我们信仰要持守下去，常常需要有新的恩典来帮助我们。
This is to say, in order to keep our faith, we need to have new grace to strengthen us.
信仰是理性的，但是信仰也是感性的。
Grace is that of emotion, yet it's very rational.
这个理性就是用头脑去了解一些神学理论跟知识。
From a rational perspective, to understand grace is using our logic, mind to rationalize different things.
但是感性可以说用个人生活去体验啊，那一位我们头脑所想要去认识的神。
But from an emotional perspective, we use our mind and heart to experience God.
但是如果我们一直只注重在理性上在追求神。
But if we pursue God using our rational, logical mind,
有时候我们信久之后，我们的信仰会变成很冰冷没有什么体验。
But our faith will grow actually very cold and have no experience.
我们跟神只知道他，但是对神没有感情，因为没有体验。
We know of a God, but we have no emotions of this God because we have no experience of this God.
所以对神的恩典的体验可以帮助我们的信心更加的确定。
So having experience in God will help strengthen us in our faith.
所以我们如果看到有一些信徒也很像很久没有来教会。
So if we have many members who did not come to church.
你仔细跟他谈论，你会发现他们都很少有新的恩典。
If you have a conversation with them, you probably discover they don't have new experiences.
但是常常生活中有新的体验的人常常他的信仰都会火热。
So if those who have new grace and experiences from God, then they will be fervent of their faith.
因为在他有新的体验的时候，他常常会感觉到神是活的，而且神就与他同在。
When they have new experiences, they will experience the living God and the existence of God.
而且有的人虽然道理不是很懂，好像受的教育不是很高，道理不是很懂。
Although many people probably are not very, they don't understand the profound teachings, of the doctrines.
但是你要叫他离开真耶稣教会很难。
But it is hard for this person to leave True Jesus Church.
因为他很多体验。
Because the person has lots of experience.
得圣灵的体验。
Experience from receiving the Holy Spirit.
困难祷告。得解决的体验
having problems and having resolved the problems through prayer,
并得医治的体验
and healing from prayer.
那这些体验就告诉让他知道神就在这里
and these experiences tell this person that God is here.
如果神不在这里，我怎么会有体验呢
？If God is not here, how come I will not experience?
如果神在这里，我为什么要离开呢
？So if God is here, why would I leave?
所以人的信仰不只是他靠理性的知道，还生活还需要有体验。
So faith in God is not dependent on rational and logical mind, but it also depends on our emotional and our heart and experience. 那这样，
我们跟神的关系常常会充满着感恩，而跟神在心里面，你跟神会很亲近。
So we will continuously have this close relationship with God, and we have heart of thanksgiving.
好，我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章的十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12。
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Verse 12。2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12. Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not accordingly to the worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace.
这个保罗在这个地方提到他的体验。
Paul here talks about his experience.
那如果我们后书第一章读，这个当然这个体验是指的他在做圣工的体验。
And if we read 2 Corinthians with him, we know that he talks about his experience in doing holy work.
他圣工做越久越发现说这不是靠人的聪明，这是靠神的恩惠。
The longer that he works for God, the more he knows that it's not according to worldly wisdom.
为什么保罗会有这个感觉呢？
Why did Paul have such experience?
第八节。
Verse 8.
弟兄们，你们不要不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。第九节，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。那个保罗在传道当中，他有好几次他自己觉得说，我这一次大概活不了。
There are many times in Paul's preaching and that he experienced almost death.
有一次他被石头打到大家已经死了，把他拖到城外就丢下去了，就走掉了。
One time, Paul was stoned almost to the point of death, and they dragged him outside the city gate.
那一次保罗大概想，我死定了。
And that time, Paul probably thought he would have died.
因为石头一直下来，还有希望吗？
And the stones kept coming at him. Did he have any hope?
结果他又醒过来。
Yet he awakened.
没有死。
And he did not die.
到另外一个城又去传福音。
And he went to a different city to preach the gospel.
这个就是神的恩典啊。
This is the grace of God.
那另外一次。
Another time,
在腓立比书里面
in the book of Philippians,
这已经传道到末期了。
And this is the end of the gospel.
保罗在监牢里面。
And Paul was in prison.
那个也是很危险的。
And he was in danger.
但是那个时候，保罗说我在两难之间。
And he says he was actually in the midst of two difficulties.
我是死好呢，还是活好呢？
He was actually contemplating whether it's better to die or to live.
因为死就跟主同在。
If he dies, then he would be with the Lord, and that would be great.
但是他觉得他活着能够帮助信徒信仰进步，喜乐增加。
But if he lives, then he could help the believers increase their faith and increase their joy.
所以他就相信他不会死。
So he believed that he would not die.
所以虽然在监牢里面他没有死，这个也是神的恩典。
Although he was in prison, he did not die, and this is also God's grace.
那使徒行传里面记载保罗到耶路撒冷那个过程。
And in the book of Acts records that Paul went to Jerusalem.
船坏了好几次了，他自己觉得说死定了，这一次死定了。
And there were many shipwrecks, and he thought he would die again.
结果神就差遣天使安慰他。
And so God sent angels to comfort him.
结果他船坏了，但是没有死，这个也是神的恩典。
Although the shipwrecked, yet he did not die, and this is also God's grace.
那后来到一个岛上。
And later he was on an island.
然后大家天气很冷啊，他就拿柴要取火。
And the weather was very cold, so he used wood to make a fire.
结果一条蛇，毒蛇就咬着他不放。
And there was a poisonous snake that grasped onto him and would not let go.
那个酋长马上说，这个一个是大恶人，你看，不但船坏了，连毒蛇都咬着他。
And the chief of that island said, this person's an evil person. Not only has he come from shipwrecked, but this poisonous snake also bit him.
等一下看到他被毒蛇咬不会死，又缓过来说，这个一定是神，怎么毒蛇咬了不会死？
And later on, the chief thought that he did not die from the poisonous snake, and he countered his feeling, and he said that this is probably a god.
所以保罗从被神拣选传福音，一直到他把神的工作完成了，这个完全是靠神的恩典，不是靠他的聪明。
In Paul's journey of preaching the gospel until the very end, it is not of his own doing, but it's dependent upon God's grace.
那这件事情对我们有两个意义。
There are two meanings to us.
一个就是我们平常的生活。
And that is our daily lives.
如果我们要靠自己你会发现很忙，但是你担子很重。
If we rely on ourselves, we will feel the burden very heavy.
因为你前途是抓在自己的手里面。
because you feel you're holding on to your future yourself.
那现在我们一直学，在信仰中一直学。
Now, if we keep on growing our faith,
学习什么是神要我们走的路。
We keep growing and thinking about what God wants, how God wants us to walk in His path.
走在神的道路上。
And we walk on God's path.
每一件事情我们都明白神要怎么做。
And we understand God's will in every event that we do.
我们走到神的道路上，我们就靠神。
And when we walk on God's road, then we will rely on God.
好像那个旷野的路。
It's like the road on the wilderness.
是云柱火柱带出来的。
It is a pillar of a cloud and fire that leads us.
所以你看那个一个困难一个困难解决都是神的恩典。
If you see that all the problems are resolved, it is due to God's grace.
过红海神的恩典。
Crossing the Red Sea was God's grace.
玛纳降下来神的恩典。
The falling of manna was God's grace.
磐石流水神的恩典。
And the water coming out of the rock was God's grace.
因为他们走在神的道路上。
Because they walked on God's road.
那这样的话我们如果天天体会到神一直在带领我们我们不会离开神的。
If we experience God daily in our daily life, then we will never leave God.
人离开神就是因为对神也没有什么体验了。
People leave God because they don't experience God.
神很遥远。
God is far from them.
就自己就走自己的道路。
So they decided to walk on their own path.
走来走去就离开神了。
And slowly they have actually deviated from God.
那我们在做圣工也是一样。
The same with holy work.
我们越做圣工越发现人靠不住。
The more holy work we do, the more we know that human beings are not reliable.
请问我们可以凭着什么使一个人信耶稣？
What can we do in order to ask people to come to believe in Christ?
你有办法用口才说服吗？
Can you use your articulate speech to persuade someone to come?
你还能有什么叫一个人信耶稣呢？
What are the ways that you can ask others to come to Christ?
有时候连我们自己家里面最亲的人，我们都没有办法让他信耶稣。
Many times we cannot even bring the people closest in our house to bring.
所有的话已经都讲完了，这不信就是不信，你能怎么办
？And you have said all you could, and they still would not believe.
到那个时候，你发现只有神的恩典，只有靠神的恩典。
Only at that time, then you know you can rely on God's grace.
所以做圣工越久，我们越发现要靠神。
The longer we do God's work, then the longer, the better we know that we need to rely on God.
所以保罗在勉励提摩太。
So Paul encouraged Timothy.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let us look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第二章的第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
提摩太后书第二章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。这个保罗告诉提摩太，不是说提摩太啊，你要刚强。
Here Paul encouraged Timothy not to be just strong.
他说你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
But he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
也就是说，你会刚强是因为有神的恩典跟你同在。
He's saying that he can be strong because there is God's grace upon him.
那为什么保罗要勉励提摩太呢
？So why did Paul encourage Timothy?
因为提摩太是保罗的继承者。
Because Timothy is the inherent worker of Paul.
保罗经过四次的宣道旅程，把福音从耶路撒冷传到地极，就到罗马。
Paul, using four different journeys, was able to preach from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
每一个宣道旅程都充满神的恩典。
And every journey is full of God's grace.
那现在福音传到罗马。
And now the gospel has preached to Rome.
那这样提摩太要把保罗所做的工作再继续的发扬下去。
And so Timothy is to continue Paul's work starting from Rome and spread from there.
这个也不简单啊。
And this is very difficult.
所以这要神的恩典。
And this is dependent on God's grace.
为什么要刚强？
So why be strong?
因为神的工作是一个担子。
Because God's work is a burden.
你没有刚强这个担子，你会把你压垮。
If you are not strong, then this burden will cause you to collapse.
我一直记起一个负责人的见证。
I remember there is a church board member's testimony.
他刚被选做总务负责，他晚上睡不着觉。
That when he was first elected the church board member, he could not go to sleep.
想到这么多事情要做，睡不着觉。
He thought that he had so many things to do for the church, he could not sleep.
为什么责任很多？
Because he felt the responsibility.
那后来他就跟他太太两个起来祷告。
So he and his wife would get up in the middle of the night to pray.
祷告完就可以睡觉。
And so they went fell asleep afterwards.
他祷告不是求神说把这个担子把我拿掉。
He did not pray to ask God to take away these burdens.
就求神加添他们信心。
But to add upon them strength and faith.
刚强。
To be strong.
那这个刚强这个责任就能够担起来。
So if we are strong, then we can carry this burden.
那以后把这个教会总务工作做得相当好。
And later this person was able to do a good job as a church board member.
这个就是靠神的恩典。
This is dependent on God's grace.
所以我们现在教会圣工发展，我们要真的要靠神的恩典，再刚强起来。
So in order for our church work to expand, we need to depend, we need to rely on God's grace.
因为圣工啊，如果真的要做，很多事情要做。
There are so many things to be done.
我们再看我们联合布道会快到了。
We know our spiritual convocation evangelical service is almost here.
第一个，哪里是慕道者呢？
Where are the true seekers?
怎么去找慕道者呢？
Where do we find them?
这个也要神的恩典呢。
This is also dependent on God's grace.
好像亚伯拉那个老仆人。
It's like the old servant of Abraham.
他到了那个一个井旁。
He went to next to the well.
刚好利百加来取水。
And at the right moment, Rebecca came.
这个不是刚好啊，这个是神的恩典。
This is not just coincidence. This is God's grace.
但是这人看起来是刚好。
But in people's eyes, this was coincidence.
所以找慕道者，这个也是要神的恩典。
So finding true seeker also is dependent on God's grace.
我们知道，我们教会曾经有这个打错电话也找到慕道者，或者在我们教会信主。
We also know testimonies of people who actually dialed the wrong number yet found true seekers to come to church.
哎，打对方说，我不是这个人。
And the other party said, "Oh, I'm not this person."
那对方就问他说，你要做什么
？And so the person says, What is it that you want?
他说我们教会有灵恩会啊，我找一个人。
So the brother or sister said, I'm trying to locate a person because our church has evangelical service.
那个人说，我也是基督徒，我生病好久都没有去教会，我可以不可以到你教会
？And the person was also a Christian and has been ill for many, for a long time. So I haven't been to church for a long time. Can I go to your church?
后来就来教会慕道。
So later came to our church to true seek.
这个不是神的恩典吗？
Isn't this God's grace?
这个不是人的聪明啊！你怎么聪明能够打到那个电话？
This is not through human wisdom.
那也有青年到去 Chinatown 接这个慕道朋友。
And there's also youth who went to Chinatown to
接一个信徒的慕道朋友哈。
To pick up a true seeker and also member.
他看到一个人在那等车，就叫他上车。
And so. Saw this person waiting for the bus and asked the person to come to his car.
那个朋友到我们教会说，哎，我不是要到这个真耶稣教，我是到另外一个华人教会。
And so the person who went on his car said, oh, this is not the church I wanted to come to, but originally I want to go to another church.
所以他看我们教会那个青年跟他招手，他就上车了。
So he saw that the youth waved at him to come into the car, so he went into the car.
这样也找到一个慕道者后来受洗，这个也是神的恩典了。
And so he was able, this member was able to ask, come or invite this person to true seek and then later get baptized.
所以布道会需要有神的恩典哦，慕道者才会很多。
So for evangelical service to happen and with friends, to have friends, we need to have God's grace.
这个感谢主，我们现在都有一些慕道者一直来。
Thank God we have many true seekers who would regularly come.
那你如果没有神的恩典，连一个也带不来。
If there is no God's grace, then you cannot bring one of them.
有时候连自己的家人也带不来。
And sometimes even your own family members can't bring.
那这个慕道者要洗礼啊，要相信啊，这也要神的恩典。
So in order for true seeker to actually get baptized and believe, this is also dependent on God's grace.
就是神在他身上动工。
And it is God doing His work on him or her.
我们只是一个器皿。
So we are only a vessel.
是神通过我们在我们在做工。
God is using us to do His work.
所以我们工作能够做成，这是神的恩典。
If we can complete His work, this is also God's grace.
所以保罗勉励提摩太，你要在神的恩典上刚强起来。
So Paul encouraged Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
那在出埃及记里在约书亚记，我们看约书亚记。
Now let us turn to Joshua.
好，约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter one.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这个百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许给他们之地。
Verse 7.
只要刚强啊，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐一切的律法，不可偏左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。啊，这个神对约书亚的勉励。
This is God's encouragement to Joshua.
要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
你只要哦，要确定你走的路线是对的。
You have to be sure of that the path that you take is right.
啊，不可以偏左右。
You cannot turn to the left or to the right.
你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Then whatever you do will be successful.
这个可以顺利，就是神的恩典。
If you can be successful, this is God's grace.
所以神没有告诉他说没有困难。
God did not tell him that there is no hardship.
神告诉他，你要确定你的路线，然后神的恩典就会临到。
God says you must know your own, you must know the path to take, then you will know.
所以我们知道摩西的手上有一支拐杖。
We know that Moses has a cane.
这个叫神的杖。
Staff. And this is the staff of God.
就是因为这一根杖，神的恩典一直充满着。
Because of the staff, God's grace is upon them.
约书亚虽然没有这一根杖。
Although Joshua did not have this staff.
但是神应许他，你要顺利。
But God promised him that you will be successful.
这个也是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
所以当初他们去看那个耶利哥啊，说人高马大，他们都害怕起来。
At that time, when they went to see Jericho, they saw that people were big and strong, and they were scared.
结果旷野多绕40年。
And they walked around wilderness 40 extra years.
那当约书亚在带领以色列百姓攻耶利哥的时候，连动一兵一卒都没有。
And when Joshua led the Israelites to conquer the city of Jericho, he didn't even use one soldier.
所以这个神的恩典如果临到我们，再大的困难都可以解决。
If God's grace upon us, then any difficulty can be resolved.
那我们就要知道，那到底神的恩典从哪里来
？So now we need to know where does God's grace come from.
这个是我们需要来思想一个问题。
This is something we need to ponder upon.
怎么让神的恩典能够跟我们个人跟教会同在
？How do we ask God to have His grace come upon us and on our church?
我们先来看《列王记上》17章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上17章。
1 Kings chapter 17.
13节。
Verse 13.
17章13节。
Chapter 17, verse 13.
以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做，先为我做一个小饼来，然后你和你儿子做饼。
Verse 14.
因为主以色列神说，坛内的饼必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到神使雨降在地上的日子。这个地方以利亚到寡妇的家。
Here Elijah went to a home of widow.
他只剩下最后一点面，最后一点油。
She only had a little flour and oil left.
那吃的就等死了。
And after they eat, they will wait to die.
但是以利亚到他家，告诉他说：“你要先为我做一个饼。”
But when Elijah went to her home, he said, "First, make a small cake of bread for him."
先为我做一个饼。
First, make it.
这个是对这个妇人一个考验。
This is actually a test for this widow.
你做得到吗
？Can you do this?
把这个先知的需要放在前面。
Can you put your needs before my need?
因为他是神差来，在你到你家的。
Because this is God's messenger sent to her home.
那如果你能够先做一个饼给他，然后你那个坛内的面必不减少，油也不短缺，这个就是神的恩典。
And if the widow was able to first make a small cake of bread for Elijah, then they will never run out of jar of flour and oil.
所以这个神的恩典就是在我们生活当中做一个调整把神的需要，把神的事情摆在我们个人之前。
And sometimes God's grace is actually a way to test us whether we will put God's things before our own needs.
那除了说我们要祷告之外，生活要改变。
Other than praying, we need to change our lives.
有时候你如果一直祷告，生活没有改变，好像祷告很久，生活没有发生。
If you keep praying, you do not change your lifestyle, then there is no effect in your prayer.
但是如果我们祷告，然后生活开始改变，你把神放在前面，你就发现， 那个恩典不必求，一直来。
If you pray,
你看这个寡妇有没有求恩典？没有啊。
If you pray and you start changing your lifestyle, then you will slowly see God's grace come upon you. Just look at the widow. Did she ask for this grace? No, it just start coming to her.
所以我们现在灵会快到了。
The spiritual convocation is almost here.
那如果我们大家都我们自己的事情、家里的事情全部都做完了啊，才来想到教会来慕道的，我看那灵会大概也差不多了。
If we think about the spiritual convocation after we do everything in our own home, then I guess there's not going to be a success for the spiritual convocation.
但是如果我们大家改一下
，If we try to change our lifestyle，
把神摆在前面。
We put God first.
这个两三个礼拜哦，我们把神摆在前面。
For these 2 to 3 weeks, we put God's work first.
要带慕道者，这个时间先拨出来。
We need to bring the true seeker, so we need to set aside this time.
那我们每一天祷告。
And pray every single day.
把神摆在前面。
And put God first.
有时候你全家一起祷告，总是有一些什么要祷告，你家庭的事情啊，个人的需要。
Sometimes when you pray for your family, you have your personal or family needs.
你先改一下，我们全家一起祷告，先求神的国跟神力。大家每一个家庭，我们祷告第一件事情，求神带领我们的灵恩布道，就这么简单，不要把它想很困难。
So if all the family are able to put God's work and His kingdom first and pray about it before their own needs, and this God's blessing will come upon us.
我们圣若瑟教差不多200个信徒啊。
We have about 200 members in San Jose True Jesus
Church. 如果我们每一个人啊都花一点时间把神摆在面前这样祷告，神会动工的。
If every member is able to put God first and prayer about the spiritual convocation, then God will start to work.
所以要把神摆在我们个人的前面。
We need to put God in front of our own individual needs.
那神自然恩典就流下来。
Then God's grace will come upon us automatically.
这个是体验神恩典的一个很重要的方法。
This is one of the methods of experience God's grace.
所以我们在灵布道之前呢，我们需要来生活一个调整。
So before the spiritual convocation, we need to adjust our lifestyle.
还有就是我们在生活当中，我们常常要把神的事情啊摆在前面。
And also in other aspect of our lives, we need to put God's work in front.
我们体验呢，这个恩典就会增加。
Then our experience and the grace will increase as well.
我们请看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十六章。
Verse 16, chapter 16.
哥林多前书十六章。
First Corinthians chapter 16.
第一节。论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。第二节。
Verse 2.
每逢七日第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着免得我来的时候献臭。保罗告诉这个当时的信徒。
Paul encouraged the members at the time.
那七日第一日你们要照着进项抽出来的留着。不要说等我来的时候你在那里臭。
That they should, first day of every week, that they should set aside a sum of money to keep.
你看如果我们要买一部车子，是不是你一年前就开始想怎么存钱？
If you want to purchase a car, don't you start thinking about 1 year ahead to how you would save the money for this car?
这个车子要20,000，要30,000，你可能很早就开始在存钱了。
If you know this car is about 20,000, 30,000, you start saving money ahead of time.
不然你要买的时候你没有钱你要现凑，你去哪里凑？
If you want to buy a car, yet you have no money, where will you get the sum of money?
当你在存钱的时候，你已经想到我要买什么样式，大概几万，我钱要从哪里来，你心已经在那里了。
When you save your money for this car, you already know what type of car you want and what style or model you want.
那保罗告诉提摩太，保罗告诉当哥林多教会，就是连奉献的事情也在显明到底我们是不是有心。
And at that time, Paul also told the members of Corinthian church that it's also the same with giving tithe.
有时候教会在盖堂奉献有的信徒一下拿很多钱，你如果照他的收入的比例，你发现他拿不出这么多钱。
Now, there are many members when they know about church dedication or a church needs some money to be able to purchase, our prayer house needs to purchase a church, they would have money.
拿出这么多钱呢？
And you know that by the ratio of their income, they're not able to give so much, but how come they're able to give all of a sudden this much
money. 因为它不是现凑的，现凑你凑不出来这么多了。
Because they did not just try to gather the lump sum and give it to the church.
他从几年前他就知道我们教会要买会堂。
And from a lot of years ago, they know that the church needs this money.
所以他自己就开始在积，将来买会堂我要奉献。
So the member would start saving up the money in order to give to the church.
所以那一笔钱就表示他已经好早很早就在用心了，用心在要参与这个圣工。
And this lump sum of money donated to the church is reflecting this member's heart that they want to, he or she wants to give the church money.
那你如果说教会大家都用心在神的事情上，神不会受感动吗？神一定受感动，圣工一定会发展的。
If everyone use their heart and try to do God's work, then God will give us grace and do His work.
我们要得神的脸在我们的生活或者教会圣工要发展，一定要用心，神要摆在前面。
So in order for church work to prosper, we need to use our heart and put God's work as our priority.
当然很重要，就是要祷告。
But very importantly is we need to pray.
我们要唱诗，唱诗我们要长一点的祷告。
Sing hymn and we will pray a little longer.
256首。
256.